Dave, how are you?
I'm doing good, Tony. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing very well. I'm reading my Detroit News, my Tech Tuesday section and the Life section, and here's a picture of a couple of guys, you and Steve. Is it Bostador?
Yep, Bostador.
And
yep.
There's a big article about your show, the iPad Show, and it's titled Local Gadget Geeks Have Built a Big Following About Their Weekly iPad Podcast. Before we talk about the iPad Show, talk about the relationship that you and Steve had and how you decided to go on the web to talk tech.
Yeah, so we first started out a few years ago. We were actually on Twitter, just online, and chatting about stuff that we do normally, talking about tech. And I noticed that he was local. So I was like, wow, there's somebody else in Jackson here that shares the same interests as me. We should get together and work on some projects or something. So we had some ideas for some podcasts, some local stuff, but that didn't really work out. But that's about the time the iPhone came out, so we decided to do something about that. And the iPad Show just came from that.
And when is the iPad Show on? When can folks tune in?
It's usually every Sunday at about 3:30 in the afternoon. We go live, and then we also record that and put it on our website at iPadShow.com so people can listen to it anytime they want.
Have any idea the size of your audience?
Well, we do have a pretty good idea. Since the iPad launched, we've had about 3 million people come and visit the website and watch and listen to our shows.
Are there similar iPad shows around the country that you know about?
Yeah, there definitely are. There's a couple other ones out there. We like to think that we were the first ones to do it, but there's some other ones out there that are pretty good, too.
Now, Kim Commando is our geek, if you will. She is on our show throughout the day. She has a show here on Sundays that many folks tune into. It's a nationally syndicated show. As a matter of fact, her column appears on Tech Tuesday right next to your photo. So the iPad has gotten a lot of push. What I found interesting is the push was negative at first because there was some issues with it.
Yeah, it is a little hard to wrap your head around what it is, but once you play with it and use it, you kind of get a feel for it, and you kind of have to just go from there. It is what it is, and it might change over time, but it's a pretty good little thing to do some work on.
We'll talk about the iPad. Exactly what is it, and how does it work?
Yeah, so it's still a really new device, so you can't. It's trying to find how people are going to use it. And right now, it's pretty good for reading the internet. Like if you couch surfing, if you're looking at websites while you're watching TV, that's its best use right now. But it's also finding some uses in book reading and also just office uses like viewing documents, editing documents, that kind of stuff.
But it won't take over the cell phone. My phone, I can get to the internet. I can watch TV. I can listen to music. Of course, I can use it for a phone. The iPad, you can't do that with.
Right. Your phone is really your lifeline to the world, but the iPad is really something that you just can use in your spare time when you sit down for a couple minutes. You don't have enough time to sit at your computer, but you don't want to use your phone. The iPad is a perfect device just to bridge that gap so you're always connected to technology.
Dave Buchanan is a co-host of the iPad Show based out of Jackson. You can hear them Sunday afternoons, usually around 3:30. You can also catch it on their website, theipadshow.com. Do you think that that the iPad's a fad, or is it going to stick around? Are they going to fine-tune it and make it something that folks really feel they need to have?
I think right now it's kind of a fad, but it really has opened the door to different devices coming out. The same way the iPhone changed cell phones, this is kind of opening it up. So it's not just your laptop or your phone. There's also this other device that you can have. And we'll have to just see how popular it becomes. But I think it's really kind of opened the door for these tablet-sized computers. They did it right this time, and it's really starting to take off, so it might be the computer of the future.
Now, in the latest edition of the iPad Show, tell us what you talked about.
Well, we actually recorded one last night, and it's going to be published online later this morning. And we talked about, what was that one? That one was how to use your iPad for doing a bunch of different stuff, but mostly for, let me pull it up here, oh, for social networking, for check-in applications, things like Foursquare and Gowalla, some of those new social networks that are coming out.
Now, when you air this on Sunday, you'll be airing a live portion, right?
Yeah, we usually do a live portion, but since Steve was sick this Sunday and I had to mow my lawn, we pushed it back to record last night. So.
All right. And if folks want more information, if they want to call you, email you about questions or concerns about their iPad, or if they want more information about the iPad Show, how do they do that?
Yeah, they can go to our website, iPadShow.com, or follow us on Twitter, at iPadShow.
You know, there's such a need for information about phones and about computer applications. Do you guys ever talk about different items besides the iPad?
Yeah, we actually have a couple different podcasts. We have the iPad Show, which is the most popular right now, but we also have two shows about the Android phone. We have the Android App Show and the Android Tech Show. Then we also have another show that we're working on relaunching, all about applications for the iPhone and the iPad.
Dave, is this a hobby, or is this turning into a full-time gig?
It's a hobby right now, but when the money started to come in, so it could be a full-time gig sometime down the road.
And tell us a little bit about your background. I know that you're based out of the Jackson area. Take us from high school to where you are now.
Yeah, so I started when I was younger. I was in bands, did recording, always been in the recording realm of things, so I understand the technology thing. And then I've been doing websites and online audio for a while, and my wife is actually in the radio business down here in Jackson. So we took those two talents and kind of thought of what we could do with it, and we've come up with doing podcasts, and pretty neat.
Well, Dave, appreciate your time. I want you to hold on the line. I got a couple questions to ask you off air, but thanks so much. I tell you what, this stuff isn't for geeks anymore. I've got 9 and 6-year-olds, and they are turning into tech guys. They're like typical kids, and they're jocks, and they get their grades and whatever. I think people who are involved in the business that you are now were called geeks, but I think we're all geeks now because everything that we do revolves around information and getting that information. I'm one of those guys that always would have to print off his rundown, and I'm starting to get used to now emailing my stuff to Brittany and using my computer as opposed to paper. So I think we're all turning into computer geeks.
Yeah, things are changing fast. We just have to find the best tools for what we're doing.
All right. Thanks so much, Dave. We'll be in touch. Hold on the line.
Okay, thanks.